Hi, welcome to this full moon meditation group. Today we have two newcomers. One is from me in Cupertino area, my dear soul sister, and the other one is Natalia's friend. So welcome to join us today, and today is a full moon. And we also call today's a strawberry full moon. So it's very powerful. And you can see my background is my newest, latest digital art. And it's wolf medicine. You can see the wolf, you know, the shape outside of it. So I just finished today and I posted a blog about this wolf medicine today. So that's very good. And I can feel the energy. It's getting smoother because I'm more calm, and then I changed my way of looking at my projects. So I just kind of take it slow, be patient, and surrender and turn it over. So we can feel the full moon energy more obviously during our dream time or a couple days before the full moon. We're working on this, increasing the vibration and consciousness of the Mother Earth and then humanity. So it's very good. I thank you for joining us so we can do this all together and then make the world a better place to live. Okay?
Absolutely.
And today, Linda will be leading us, the facilitate the guided meditation. And then so now I'm going to turn over to Linda so she can help us and then guide us to the meditation.
Thank you. What I think we'll do, even though I'm still a little hoarse, Natalia, what I think we'll do is let's start with singing a song and then we'll go through the meditation. And then I want to show you a picture of Gilbert Williams, and we'll go up to that to get our message. But let's start I don't know if you can hear my drum.
Yes.
This is where I open a sweat lodge, always using this song. Mother, I feel you under my feet. Mother, I hear your heartbeat. Mother, I feel you under my feet. Mother, I hear present as we do this, as this strawberry moon, and the importance of, like I Ching is saying, and my friend Janet, we talk about what we have, let's say, work or fun to do to help Mother Earth and people to make the best of what's going on. So what we need to do, I don't know if you can see it. Let me see if I can lift this up. I want to see if you can see it. You know what I'll do? I'll do the full screen. Just a second. That won't work. Sorry. I don't know if everybody's aware of Gilbert Williams. Oh, darn it. Okay, I can't do this.
I Ching can give you the sharing ability.
Yeah.
The host has to give you a sharing ability.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me see.
Wait a minute. Let me get down. Where are we? Here we go.
Okay, can you share now, Linda? Where's Linda? Where is she? She's not here.
She accidentally deleted herself.
Oh no. We can't have that.
She'll be back.
Yeah, she'll be back.
How are you doing, Lewis?
I'm doing well.
Good. You look well.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
So just a little bit more update about myself. I just will talk to my friend in Phoenix. She moved to Phoenix last year from Cupertino. And then so I might be moving to Phoenix instead of Mount Shasta. I don't know yet. Okay.
Oh, wow.
But I think it will make more sense to move to Phoenix because it's a bigger city. Right. So, you know, I can influence more people there. I mean, mm-hmm. I can still do the retreat back and forth between Mount Shasta and Phoenix. But, you know, I'm going to do retreat in Sedona too. But because my friend is a Oriental doctor, she knows a lot of people, have a lot of connections. So she also want to kind of retire from the Oriental doctor job, career, and then focus more on this spiritual awakening, helping other people like we are doing right now. So nice. I think I'm leaning toward to that direction right now. But I will still be waiting for the spirit to make the final decision because I still have the time. But yeah, so just give you an update on that. So Natalia, I'll be over there soon.
Oh, yay! That'd be fun. Yay!
Yay.
Okay, Linda, are you here yet? Are you back?
Not yet.
Okay.
Don't mind me, I'm just knocking on my cast. It itches. They told me knock on it.
There she is.
Yeah, I'm back. That was crazy. Okay, let's see if I can show this. I want you guys to go. One of the first things with Mount Shasta was, I don't know if you can see it, is, I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's the Gilbert Williams meditation.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So that's where we're going to go.
Okay.
And he used to live here, and he used to sell, where Lewis had his business, he would sell paintings, you know, at hardly anything just to get money.
Wow. And
yeah, Gilbert Williams. And then this particular one, I think he sold to Shirley Temple. Not, you know, Shirley MacLaine.
Right.
Where Shirley Temple come from? I don't know. Anyway, let me just go ahead. So what I'd like to do is drum you, go through your chakras, and then go up. If you can go to this special place or wherever you want to go and see what message you get. Okay?
Okay.
Sorry for the confusion. I should have talked to I Ching about it ahead of time. Okay, what I want you to do after we sing, Mother, I Feel You, I want you to connect to Mother Earth. And during this full moon, and all of us, to start granting our wishes. And really, as a group, let's celebrate. We're all here together, and we're alive, and we're moving forward, and we're here with specific jobs. I do not know what those are yet, but we are here. So feel the golden light connecting to Mother Earth, going around our ankles and with each beat of the drum and the music in the background. Just feel the power and the strength of the golden light. My upper legs, around our knees. And what I always like to do is thank our legs that we're able. walk and move. Just really continue that appreciation and gratitude going up into our thighs. And then going up into our root chakra and seeing the red and the power of we are grounded and we are here as part of Mother Earth and also all of our childhood experiences will make us who we are. And just see this bright red. It's not bright, that's spin it like a top until it gets to bright red. And moving up to a sacral chakra. And this is where we are at our strengths. And often we have to set boundaries because we're determined to help people and to move forward. So see that as sacral chakra is a huge. It's really that power of thought for me and for you. And also it's a place where I'm finding the coolest journey is we start beginning to set boundaries and really pick our battles, pick who we want to help and where we want to go. Feel the golden light with each beat of the drum pulsating through your body, raising your vibration. Probably everybody here is pretty raised, so let's just keep going. And then going into our solar plexus and seeing our solar plexus as the sun, the power of who you are, and the importance of who you are and why you're here. And just see yourself pulsating with each beat of the drum and moving forward in your life and sharing your knowledge and your power and your strength. Everybody here is pretty darn strong. And moving up, I was doing a session last night, and this particular person was having heart issues. And one of the things I started doing this particular journey just before the pandemic, and what's really important about the heart, okay, it's Kelly Green, but also we're really learning to love ourselves and the importance of that. And again, like our sacral chakra, we're used to giving it away and helping people and doing stuff, but where we are now and the importance of who we really are besides the solar plexus is loving ourselves, loving our challenges, loving our process. You know, when you do stuff and you don't know why you're doing it, just love yourself and say, oh my God, I'm alive and I'm doing it, yahoo. We're going up into your throat chakra. Seeing your throat chakra as turquoise. And where we are today, and when I say today, since the pandemic, what we're doing is we're picking and choosing what we say and the importance of it. What I've learned is, and I've done this since the pandemic more than I've ever done it in my whole life, and I've coached people on it, if it's not in none of our business, I literally say to myself, don't talk. Because I don't need to give them a lesson. I don't need to sermon them or do anything. We need to preserve our energy like our sacral and heart and all that. I do a lot of stuff with clients. She gets more out of by not talking. She always thanks me. She's also glad you told me about don't talk. So just keep that in mind. If you haven't ever used it, give it a try. Now going across your shoulders, and again, your body is pulsating with this golden light with each beat of the drum, and going across your shoulders and down your upper arms, around your elbows, into your forearms, and going into your hands, and really, again, like your legs, let's thank our hands that we're able to get on a computer, we're able to use our hands, and gratitude, because if you know people who can't use their hands, they begin to really appreciate the fact that you can, and the importance of it. Pulsating with gold, going up to your crown chakra and see how you're connected to the universe, the violet flame, and the importance, again, back to you, your life. You are here for a reason. We are not done. And feel that with the saints, the sages, the star people, Mother Earth, Father Sky, Grandmother Moon, my sister, the stars, and just being at one. Of our developments, an important thing that we no longer have the rose-colored glasses. chair first because they just want me to see the circle. Okay, Charlie Thompson, I love the Irish Woman on Classes here. Ray's here, one of the fellow that just passed away at the university was on Father's Day. Alberta's here. And they just want recognition that they're here supporting us and loving us. Go ahead, whoever wants to share, just jump in.
I'm just glad that they joined us. And it feels so wonderful. It feels like a being, the great bird that the legend has, that flies over when you see it. It's really huge in the sky. I was blessed to see it when I came back from a meeting one time when we were in Oklahoma, and it was definitely an eagle or the big bird, probably from where I was laying in the back seat looking up after the meeting to the sky. It wasn't like a bird in the sky, it was like a plane with feathers and a white head. And I just saw it gliding and all of the energy coming down towards us to the planet being cleansed and energized, and you know, just being able to see the feathers and the fluff. And even though it was way in the sky, it was that detailed, and it was following us because we'd done a lot of praying, a lot of singing, a lot of healing was done in that tiki meeting, and it was marvelous.
So what is this bird telling us, our group today?
I'm sorry.
What is this bird telling our group today? What's the message?
Oh, the message is that he's there and he's going to help with our transition into this new dimension so that we can, all people can be more loving and kind to one another. All people, everywhere, we can get over all our angst about colors and nations and, you know, all of that we can all get along, that we can all become one wonderful mindset to help our Mother Earth to repair and regenerate, and that our energy will be such that we can actually facilitate it happening, be present while it's happening. And
thank you very much. Does anybody else have a message you'd like to share? If somebody has come and given you a message or anything.
I'm getting from Ray that it's important for us to stay grounded and patient during this time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, Yiching and I just had a conversation about that, and what he was talking about earlier is the importance of resting and taking things slowly, whether it be walking or keeping your balance as you're going through. This word that Janet just used, transition. Any other messages that comes in loud and clear?
Not from me.
Go ahead.
No, I said not from me. I didn't have any message.
Oh, I thought I heard somebody say something.
Na, do you have anything to say?
Well, wherever you are, why don't we just let these people that are with us sage you off? If they want to sage you off. If you've never been saged, it's with an abalone shell with all kinds of herbs, and they're going to use a feather to sage you off and to bless you. And thank you for this strawberry moon that you're here. We're all here together. And just feel the power and the strength. And we got some pretty big players. I think, you know, Ramdas and Wayne Dyer and Tyler Tom. And there's also some other Indians that Janet and I know that have passed over. And they're pretty big leagues, and they're here with us as we're doing this. And there's a fire in the middle of the circle. And we're standing by the fire, and they're staging this off. And blessing us and thanking us for our good work. And like the eagle, which he was talking about, the importance of just knowing that we're all together doing this and the importance of our role. We may or may not know what that is yet.
Jimmy Blackburn is there too.
Yeah, I see. I know. And the SDs are here.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So we got some big wig natives here too, besides Wayne Dyer and Ram Dass. And Ray, of course.
Ah, yes.
And Lillian, my mom.
Yes.
So does anybody else recognize any relatives in here that's on the other side? Oh, yes. Our little group tends to draw people like that. So don't be surprised if they show up. And don't say no, that can't be, because it is. They want a venue to come in and know, so that you know that they're supporting you. So as we're being saged off, we're gonna go to the fire, and we're gonna stand there, and I do a lot of fire ceremonies, and we take that fire in. What the fire represents is not only the power and the strength of the warrior, but also the real depth of the power is the vulnerability. Tribe work and move forward. So as you're doing that, you're taking this fire in, feel the vulnerability of who you are and what you've gone through and the importance of it. There are no accidents as to why we experience this. So does everybody pretty much feel complete when you start back? I want to thank everybody for showing up, all the ancestors, meditation.
Thank you very much, Linda. Thank you.
Sorry for the confusion.
Thank you, Linda, as always.
Okay. Hold on. All right, so thank you everyone. And then that's the meditation today. And then continue to manifest your dreams and your goal. And then we're getting the support from higher up all the way down to us. So we just surrender and turn it over. Trust the spirit, trust the universe. And we're getting there. One day at a time, one step at a time. So I appreciate your support here. And then every time you join us, even maybe you're not physically here with us, but I know your spirit is with us all the time. So thank you again, and we will see you next time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ethan.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.